Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in a replay. We are here, as always, at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And make sure that if you are physically capable, make sure that you begin the meditation from a stand-up posture. Make sure that your eyes are closed. And you are relaxed. As relaxed as you can be, listening to your body. Listening to your thoughts. Listening to your being. And today we're gonna, as always, continue our journey and our dynamic meditations. It seems that they're doing so well for us, reminding us of the value of every moment in a meditative state, making sure that we are making the most out of these moments together, and extending that I guess, incredible laws of nature, the truths of our mindset into our everyday life. And not only the joy and the freedom that we achieved during the meditation, but also into a new mindset, a new perspective, a perspective that frees us, a perspective that gives us an ability to, of course, understand ourselves and understand others better. So here we are. Energy is flowing amazing. And just relax even more. Into your posture. Into your movement, into your still. As if this was the very first time you've ever done that. As if you have never been here before, with that kind of innocence. That kind of an open mind. It becomes a very powerful tool, and you don't want to limit yourself to what you think this can give you. You don't want to limit yourself to your past experience. They're all great. You are right about what this can give, but there's more, and you don't want to limit yourself. And it's not very easy, by the way, not to limit ourselves. And at the same time, to be sane, to be logical enough to here we are. So what should we call this method of bringing ourselves back to the beginning, to be childlike, not childish, childlike in our approach, experience of meditation, innocent enough to allow revelations, to allow aha moments, to allow change, real change, based on freedom. What should we call this? Should we call this dynamic beginnings, or should we call this dynamic innocence? Beginnings, probably, right? When we bring back the moment, as we say, of the childlike experience, to allow ourselves to be free for the change. To allow ourselves to be free and ready. When it arrives, we're not judgmental, we're not afraid, because we are free. I'm sure you've heard of beginner's luck. It's real. Beginner's luck happens to those who come in and have no fear. No past experience of failure, no pressure of doing something wrong. They come in and often they show results which are greater sometimes than experienced people get. And it's because they simply tap into the address of success without the limitations of fear. That's what beginner's luck is, right? Of course, there's skill involved sometimes, and there is experience that can help. But what if you can put the two together instead of either or? What if we can take the experience and the know-how and attach beginner's luck to it? Whoa, right? Childlike innocence to a savvy and experience, mature implementer. What if we can combine the two and make it into put it into one moment, into one test tube? So this is exactly what we are here tapping into today, as we said, to come in into this moment as if you've never been here before. To come into this moment with a new page, but not forgotten the path, but a still fresh page. And we decided to call it dynamic beginnings, where every single time we come in into a meditation, we are free, like new, but yet we have not forgotten, and we have not given away what we have achieved thus far. Think of the possibilities. You're doing great. When do you think you need it most? Well, I think at every moment we should be almost refreshing that. Mindset. But when I see it, where I began to look at it was, of course, in the very serious illnesses and healing processes where it seems that you need to regain your innocence again to be able to overcome certain illnesses that are considered impossible to overcome, or aging, for example, or starting a new job, a new life, meeting a new person and not repeating the old mistake. How do we not do that? Well, open a fresh page, childlike innocence, but add that energy that we're working with and allow it to redefine and bring the new you. If we don't use this mindset of dynamic beginnings, we generally will instinctively, without even recognizing it, play the old tune, play the old us. Even though our energy is higher, we'll still play the old us because there is that memory of logic and fear of letting go of the old us, even if we are more capable today, even if we don't have to go down that path anymore. So that switch, that button, that mindset of dynamic beginnings should bring us back, reset, but not back, but forward. Reset us forward, bringing life experience, knowledge, and adding beginner's luck. Childlike innocence. I think it's a winning formula. But it requires the energy to implement. So relax into your postures and your movement. We will internalize this. We will make it so real, so part of us, that we won't have to force our innocence, force our freedom, but we will own it. We will be it. This is exactly why we are here, to internalize this, to make the energy help us to inspire the proper neural connections that express this energy and make it into a new habit. A new form of our everyday experience. So here we are. Let's add a few inner keys just to take it through the seven steps to internalize and to make this kind of plant a seed for this mindset. Here we go. First inner key, again, remember how important it is to actually say it with your inner voice. Without saying it, it won't happen. Here's the first inner key, very simple. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. Turn on the power of dynamic beginning and fill my head and my neck. And again, dynamic beginnings is a container, is an address to this concept of joining great experience, allowing it to still manifest on a fresh page. So it moves us forward and not held us back, regardless of our new awareness. Dynamic beginnings just holds that, and more, of course, in it. Everything we've said so far is in there. And just allow it to come through. And remember, the word is a symbol. The symbol is an address, is a container, but the energy is what it contains, and the energy has depth greater than any words we could ever speak of for any period of time. It has an endless depth. Therefore, it comes first. Beautiful. Let's go to the next inner key. Energy is just amazing today. So, let's go to the next key. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To empower the sense of dynamic beginnings. And fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. a spiral. Every time we take our past experience and we bring it into a brand new childlike innocence, giving birth again to a brand new mindset, to a brand new us. Next to me. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy too. Express dynamic beginnings and fill my chest cavity. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the magic in dynamic beginning. And fill my upper abdomen. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy too. Be awakened to that incredible possibility of dynamic beginning and fill my lower abdomen I want to receive a lot of energy. To acknowledge it. Possibilities, a new possibility of the energy of dynamic beginnings, and fill my legs and feet for this meditation. Please put everything you have in it, all the freedom you can get. Here it is. I want to receive a lot of energy. To be empowered by dynamic beginning and fill my entire body, head to toes, top to bottom of the spine, head to toes, top to bottom of the spine. And just let it happen. Just let it take you. The mindset of dynamic beginnings, the joining of childlike innocence, beginner's luck with the power of experience and knowledge. Thank you for being here today. If you have a few more moments, of course, stay with this energy. Otherwise, we'll see you again real soon. My name is Eric Waldman. This is our Daily Karma, Daily and Morning Meditation. Good luck to you. Bye-bye.